Hey, welcome everybody. My name is Michael Pearson. I am the owner of Battle Rattle, and here is a new introduction to our new podcast. We have a great guest today. We're introducing video on our Sheepdog Ops podcast, and we got Mr. Tyler Duke here with Jerry Schubert. And without further ado, gentlemen, here we go.
Hey, guys. Jerry Schubert here with Tyler Duke. We're actually on location here at W Furniture. They've been gracious enough to let us in their furniture store out here in Clovis, California. If you guys are out here in the area, make sure you stop by. They got some pretty sweet gear and get up here. They do cornhole. They do all sorts of cool shit. So, we'll, and now that I've done my plug for the store, I'm going to kick it over to you, Tyler. I know you're excited about this.
I am actually super excited about this. So, cheers.
That was perfectly. Hey, that was unscripted and perfectly coordinated.
Cheers. That was fucking clean. God
damn. That was cool.
We practiced it for quite some time before, you know.
It's like our eighth beer. Yeah.
That was all natural.
I'm Tyler Duke, combat veteran. One deployment, not going to brag. I got lucky. I came back with all my digits and limbs. I was, however, a combat engineer. We looked for stuff to blow us up, and we blew shit up. That was our job, basically just blowing shit up and getting blown up. But like I said, lucky enough to come back with all my digits and limbs. I've got all my arms and legs. I'm not missing any parts of my body.
So sweet-ass stash, too.
You know what? I used to have a beard down to here, bro. And then I took it off. But taking it off was like my version of, you know, when girls go through a bad breakup and they cut their hair? This is what you end up with.
This is what you get.
This is what you get. Get a fucking stash, dude. I walked into the vet center at Reedley College, and this guy there, he's got a stash most of the time. And he jumps up out of his chair and he goes, "That fucking stash." And they kind of made me happy. Hey, if I'm able to get compliments on just a mustache, obviously I'm doing something right.
You're doing it right. You're not doing it wrong. It's glorious. I know you guys can't see it as well up in person, though. This thing is beautiful. Look at that. Look at that thing.
That is awesome.
Gorgeous.
And I can attest, I've known Tyler with no facial hair in the military. And then I seen him on social media with the stash, which was straight badassery. Kind of, that's where he probably got the inspiration for his shirt. But then when he cut it off, it went completely bald, and it was fucking straight awkward. But that stash, that stash adds to it, my man. It's really cool.
Yo, I'm trying to go straight up Sam Elliott with this bitch. I'm just fucking big.
If you're reaching
stash
for goals, that's a goal to reach for.
That's right, what then. I'm saying. Fuckers are saying, "Oh, handlebar mustache." Like, nah, bitch, Sam Elliott. Fuck your handlebar mustache. No hipster. As I feel like you guys know, I go by Daddy Gaines. I'll run real quick.
Go ahead and plug that Instagram real quick. I know you want to. Let's plug it.
Daddy_Gaines on Instagram. You can also check out the Facebook page, Daddy Gaines. I got that because I was training my buddy for him to lose weight for his wedding, which he did. Looked fantastic on his wedding. Congratulations, Nick and Cassie. But he would get headaches every time we trained. So I would carry Excedrin with me, and I would give him an Excedrin before we would work out. And so one day I said, "Here's your Excedrin." And he goes, "Thank you, Daddy Gaines." And I was like, that's it. That is my handle on everything. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Daddy Gaines. Every cell phone game I play, Daddy_Gaines. Like, it's everything. That's my shit. But I'm actually going to do it. Like, it started off with, like, fitness, like, where I was just going to post video and pictures of me doing fitness-related stuff, which I'm not that impressive. It's not like I'm out there, like, curling 150 pounds in one
small
hand
children,
you
know,
right?
And
yeah,
them around and just juggling them there,
getting it, you know. I get it, but I mean, the only impressive thing that I say I do is I do about 1,000 pounds on the leg press. 1,018, but it's 1,000 pounds.
It's on the leg press. It's 1,000 pounds. It's whatever. It's no big deal. Don't worry about it, guys. It's just 1,000.
It's just 1,000. It's just half a car, you know.
I mean, you're.
But like- I,
You're looking good, man, from when I've known you. So you're doing good things there.
Dude, I was kind of chubby, dude. I was worse. I was even okay. Well, I'll talk about that on the Uber part of it, but
yeah. So here, let's go back to maybe. So who? So let them know who you are, and then let's go into maybe what your outdoor thing is all about, Ryan.
All right, I'm Tyler Duke, and I'm with Hog Rippers Union.
We're going to get into that. He won't talk to us about it beforehand.
I won't tell him about any of it. Until
all right. So as far as developing a love for outdoors, so we're going to walk right into that now. Where did you start? Obviously, I know a lot of people started at a young age, but where did you start at and where has it taken you so far?
So really, it's kind of taken me all over the place. I've been doing outdoorsy stuff since I was pretty much born, dude. We used to go into the mountains, literally 1989, our ranch of the Sequoias started. It used to be Johnsondale, California. And I was born in April 89, October 89. We went to Johnsondale right when it started, and we celebrated Halloween up there every year. And so I was always up there climbing on rocks and like checking out the streams and going out and doing crazy stuff in the mountains when I was a baby. And then growing up. And then, you know, coming down to the river for vacation from Southern California up to here to Kings River. Did that every weekend. So I was always on the river or something like that. Moved out to Michigan. Used to do fishing with my stepdad and a little bit of camping out there. Moved back to California, and then I went to the military. Now I'm in school. Well, some of the classes that I do are like wildlife management, watershed, and all that stuff. So you have to go outdoors.
Oh, you got to do that. You can't learn that in a classroom.
No, you have to like go and experience it. Mm-hmm. So we started doing a population count for the Sacramento perch in the pond that the college has that they stock. And it's like a almost extinct fish. And since they stocked it like back in 2012 or whatever, they have yet to catch a tagged fish again. So that the population is staggering in there right now.
Where is that at?
That's at Reedley College here.
Oh, okay. That's cool. So are you going to get a like wildlife degree, or what are they offering?
No, I'm actually going to school to get my agricultural pest control advisor certification. Oh. And I just decided to take a break off of all the plant science classes. So I just kind of wanted to get into, you know, forestry classes that still count towards my certification.
Got it. That's awesome, man. Yeah, I see a lot of your social media. How do they find you on social media? Is it Daddy Gaines or is it like Tyler Duke? How do they find you? Because I always see you posting. The reason I'm asking is because I always see you outdoors, not only your photography, but whether you're hunting or whatever, you're posting.
Well, they can get at me on the Instagram, on the gram of instantaneousness. Yeah. And that is daddy_gains.
Yeah.
And I'm literally the only one that you'll see or should be anyway. I was when I got that handle.
When you started the handle.
When I started
you
the
don't
handle,
know how many,
I was the only
how
one.
How many numbers have added to that since you,
yeah,
since you grabbed it?
And I would love to see more followers. I'm trying to hit that 2,000. I'm at 1,560 something right now. So okay.
And then
I'll hit that 2K.
Yeah.
You hear them, guys. Jump on there.
So get out there and follow him. And then on Facebook, it's just Tyler Duke.
No, I don't want people adding me on Facebook. I've already got over 3,000 people on Facebook. Just they can go and follow the Daddy Gaines Facebook page.
Got it.
This guy. He's trying to send you all to your personal page.
I know, right? I mean, I already get like 40 friend requests a day. And I'm like, no. Oh, you're from my town. Okay. Sometimes I say yes. And I actually did a Facebook post. I said, just because you're pretty doesn't mean I'm going to accept your friend request.
Yeah.
That's why it hasn't been accepted.
that's why I accepted yours. Okay, cool. So
I know you changed your question. What was your question?
No, I'm just going to transition to the next one. So we know you love the outdoors. We know how you start.
Let's just go ahead and move right on over into Hog Rippers Union from that, you know, because okay. I feel like it runs together.
Runs better. All right.
Runs together. Hog Rippers Union is like pretty much exclusively an outdoors fishing thing, right? We're okay. building a community on Facebook. It's a group that is totally public. Anybody can join it. The logo is super badass on the Facebook page for it. So everything is just Hog Rippers Union. The Instagram, the group, you would type in like facebook.com/group/Hog Rippers Union. facebook.com/Hog Rippers Union will bring you to the page. Instagram is Hog Rippers Union. It's something like me and four of the dudes from my wildlife management class, we started going fishing every weekend, and Nate started Hog Rippers, our Snapchat group. So it's our this original four. I refer to us as the founders. So it's just got the founders in that little Snapchat group. And then I was like, fuck, Hog Rippers Union just kind of rolls off the tongue.
It's and easy. It's nice and smooth.
It'll just be kind of an apparel thing. We're not going to do lures and poles or anything like that. We're just going to do apparel for it and just have some funny ass sayings. Like one of the founders always goes, but first, two hits before he, you know, hits his ball. And then mine is flexing quads and ripping hogs. And, you know, and then like every time I get a fish on there, I'm like, there it is. There it is. And Eric, every time he gets a fish on there, he goes, I think I got one. So we're just going to have a bunch of just funny stuff that will also have our logo.
Mind you, he canceled his trip today and moved it to tomorrow for us. So I want you to know, Tyler, I really appreciate you doing that. I know
absolutely,
you helped squeeze us into your schedule, and I really appreciate that. I know.
Yo, real talk, I think we were about to go into Sequoia National Park to go ripping hogs, too. I'm not sure.
Sequoia. No, so. I appreciate – I'm sorry about that if you really were going there. But I do appreciate you, too, because I've reached out a couple times, and we finally got this. So thank you.
It's absolutely all right. I mean, like, we might just go tonight to rip bass because the moon cycle is pretty good right now for some largemouth. So.
I don't
I've gotten kind of deep into fishing.
Got it really deep into it.
On it a little bit. You know, I've been looking at.
He's out here with stars and like, charts and stuff like that. And
right now is perfect for bluegill, bro.
So how did the ripping hogs even come about? Was that a term used before, you know?
Okay, so Eric is one of our founders that, like, his first time fishing was in class. And first hog he ever ripped was this big. So a little piglet, bro.
He's gonna tell you otherwise. That fish was
dude, we were there. Like, it was like this big, this little tiny,
probably wasn't even this big.
But so he got into it. I went and bought a new pole that day instead of using this bait caster that I don't know how to use. I kept getting a bird nest on it. I like the free reel. That, like, you flick it and it just like, and it's gone. You know what I mean? That's my thing. Mm-hmm. I'm really good with those. But anyway, then we just, he was like, dude, I was out there fishing along the Thorburn Channel. And this guy came up and was like, yeah, bro, I was ripping these hella hogs, bro. They're all fats and fives and tens all day, bro. And he was like, yeah, dude, hogs ripping. Yep, ripping them hogs, bro. Like, he didn't know what it meant. And then, so while we were hiking up to one of our fishing spots, I was busting out laughing, and that's where we started just – it's like we almost say ripping hogs ironically because it's hilarious. We try to say it in the weirdest ways that we possibly can just to laugh.
Absolutely. Like a Cali surfer dude. That's what you're going with right there on that last – there it is. There it is.
If I got a picture like this, I'm like this, right? I'm like – and it says, feeling cute, feeling my rip hogs land, right, EK?
I was like, feeling cute is just money right there. I love that shit.
Oh, man, those memes started coming out.
And they went like, hot and heavy.
Oh, so hot. Like, it's like Darth Vader, feeling cute, might kill Luke later. I don't know. What the fuck?
Yeah, hella random shit. I can't get shirts out fast enough. I keep telling the designers, we need some I'm feeling cute shit, but it's just... I don't know.
You got a bunch of them in the works, though. I've seen that. You got quite a bit, and I'm excited actually to buy some of them myself. So,
well, yeah. with meme shirts, you got to get it like right when that meme is starting to get hot. You've got to already have shirts ready to go.
That's the that is some of the problem is it's like, well, is it still going to be on, you know, funny? And I think it's still going on funny a little bit, but to keep it going is the challenge.
I think it's like when I came out with that I Heart Tacos shirt, that was during like the taco crave. Everybody was like, I like butt touches and tacos, you know? Yeah. And that was a pre-order shirt. Only about 30, 40 people ordered it. And then after they got their shirts, like people were taking pictures of it and posting it up on the Brutally Honest page. And then everybody was like, oh, how do I get one? It's like, you missed out, bitch. It was pre-order only. This is you know?
The only one that's coming out.
Yeah, and it is. It is the only one that's coming out. I've got one. My mother, my little sister has one. And then like, 37 other people have them, and one person's dog ate theirs, and they were like, can I get another one? I was like, I'm sorry, bro, that's it. And he's my best customer. He buys everything that we put up. If I were to come out with a beer glass today, he's buying it. You know, but
that's brutal. But it's, hey, you got to do it. You've got to keep that line, because if you do it for one, eventually it gets out. And
over 4,000 likes on the Facebook page for Brutally Honest, man, and I feel like most of them are in Ireland and the UK. Their first born babies after us over there. So,
so what is the deal? Are you still doing anything with Brutally Honest? And I was the other thing I was gonna say was, I think you got a good name with Hog Rippers, and that'll stick and stay. You know, so stick with that.
So the CEO of a rod company up in Washington started following Hog Rippers Union, and we're only at like 43 followers on Instagram. And I thought that was super cool. But then I also thought, oh, well, he's paying to follow people. So I'll just keep an eye on it. If he's still following us, and sure as fuck, 2 weeks later, he's still following us. So what I'm doing to build the community and the brand's page has over 300 likes on it already. The community only has about 75 people in it, in the group. What I want to do as a brand, even when it is big and we're selling merch, is still take photos from that community and post them up on the main page. That way you keep the community tight knit with your brand.
Yeah, you keep it small. Even though it's large, you're keeping it small.
Keeping it like a loyalty, you know what I mean? Like, you guys helped us get here, boom, we're gonna throw your hogs up there, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And I feel like that's kind of like a way to show appreciation for the people that would buy a product.
Absolutely.
Boom.
You're basically giving them a shout out and saying, hey, we appreciate you still following us and taking care of us, so we're gonna make sure you get a shout out. Yeah,
that's awesome. They're in the group, and it's just people just post hogs, dude. They just post whatever fish they've caught. A dude that I served with posted a big fat freaking bass that he caught on a live bluegill, and you could still see the bluegill's tail hanging out of the bass's throat.
Jeez.
So, we have fun
with it. Badass picture right there.
Yeah, we have fun with it, man. And then obviously the founders and I, we go out and fish every weekend, because we're addicted. It's a rush. It's what gets me to go outdoors.
Yeah, I like that. That's cool. So, I mean, you got four founders, you got fun times, you guys are going to build your IG, your following. Let's see, you're going to launch an apparel line. I like that, man. Hog Rippers, that's a beautiful name. So outside of all that, assuming you had like a big membership base and a following, where do you guys see that the Hog Rippers Union will end up? What do you think it'll be ultimately? Like, maybe, I don't know, 5 good years of just thousands of people, a lot of members. Real talk,
the goal is to be able to just go out and rip hog and have everything kind of roll on its own, and then still be able to go on my phone and pull people's pictures from the group and throw them up on the Instagram and the page and everything like that, and still show that appreciation on the road, and just be able to go out and travel and rip hog and get paid still.
Get paid
to, you know, just
rip hogs.
Hey. Get paid to fucking go fishing, man. And
fuck yeah.
That's my goal. And then eventually, you know, you kind of run like a sweepstakes, like, hey, we're in this state, so who wants to come fishing with the founders or one of the founders, or, you know, whatever. Kind of
there's a lot of places that do stuff like that. You get a lot of them. You know, I've got a few charity organizations that I'm a part of, and that's some of the stuff that they do. They'll have the big drinking events where they have everyone there, or they'll have some kind of charity event and stuff like that. That's actually a really cool idea. And That way you get to travel all over the place and people are wanting to be there where you're at. And
oh, I would love to meet everybody all the time. Like, I want to meet everybody that likes the page, Brutally Honest, you know, because it's like, because of them, even though we don't post daily, we don't even really post weekly, that following, that like on the page has not dropped. In fact, it's increased. Brutally Honest has been around since 2013. So like, stuff's showing up in people's memories. Like, hey, 5 years ago, you posted this meme. Boom, it's Brutally Honest. They shared again. You know what I'm saying? So, and we've got a secret blogger. Call them Brutally Honest Panda. The reason why I say them is because I'm not going to let you know if they are male or female.
Well, it's 2019. You should. Right.
Yeah, who gives a fuck? It's anything that's following the
thing. They can be whatever they want to be.
But the reason they don't want who they are being put out there is because they are not liberal, but have liberal family and friends. And like, that's all they're surrounded by.
And that's
but they're not full-blown liberal. Like, I'm a libertarian. They're a libertarian.
Well, and that's
shifting more conservative than liberal, just like I do. But they're just surrounded by liberals as I'm surrounded by conservative people. Yeah. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So they're always.
Yeah. Sorry.
Say what?
I was just going to say, I could completely relate to that. That's kind of hard to deal with when you're surrounded by kind of,
a specific political party. You know, my grandfather said, liberals are basically libertarians. And I was like, no, they're not. And he goes, yeah, they are.
No.
Are you going to have to go talk to this person?
No, that's one of the owners. We're good.
Oh, okay.
That's my mother, actually.
So that's your madre?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's the one who let us use this facility right now. So,
well, even better.
Yeah.
But my grandfather told me that if you're a libertarian, you're basically a liberal. I was like, no. I said, because liberals call libertarians conservatives.
Exactly.
We're in the middle.
You toe that line where it's mainly all I care about is that we're following the Constitution. That's what I care about. I don't want it one way or the other.
Smoke your weed. Let me keep my guns and keep your laws out of my life.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's all it is. Less taxes, smaller government.
Which leans that way towards conservative, but I think that's a whole other issue that we don't need to get into.
No, we don't need to get into it right now.
We can talk off camera about that all you want, but
They're kind of learning a little bit more about who I am too. At the
same time. Well, yeah, and that was actually one of the original topics we had was about you being a libertarian because it kind of shapes what you do and who you are and where you're going with a lot of things.
And honestly, I gotta say. After being an Uber driver in San Francisco for a little bit, being a libertarian out there, people would be like, you're conservative. And I'd be like, no, I'm not. And they'd be like, what? It's like, yeah, I have this big ass beard and I wear this shirt and I've got this logo blasted on my back window of the car and shit. But no, dude, I'm a libertarian. And they'd be like, what is the difference? And I'd explain it to them. Be like, well, there's some things on the Democrat side that we agree with, and there's some things on the conservative side that we agree with. But we do not agree 100% with both sides.
And you don't – that's the beauty of it.
I don't give a fuck if you're gay and you want to marry your best friend, bro. Do your thing.
Yeah, do it. It's a free country, man. Okay.
Yeah. I've never given a shit if somebody was gay. Never in my entire life. And that's what made me go, I don't think I'm really 100% conservative.
Yeah, I know. Again, we don't need to get into it too deep because we could go way past our time limit on this one.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Like crazy.
Way. But I do want to, we can definitely do that for another episode. I'm down anytime. But let's go into that Uber stuff because I know you've got some funny ass stories.
Okay.
And
my favorite story to tell. Okay. This is also back when I was a fat fuck. This is when I got to 201, 205 pounds, just soft. I looked fat as shit. Like, yo, stick my hands back here like the belly, dude. Big little beard down to here. I was just fat and bearded. All I needed was the tattoos and I would have been pulling bitches, bro. And I've got tattoos, just I'm not sleeved up. You know what I mean? So, so I picked up this chick out in San Francisco from a lunch, a work luncheon, right? And she was fucked up. She was shit hammered. And she goes, I need to go home. I was like, thinking to myself, like, it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon. You're fucked up. She goes, I know, I just got done at a work lunch. And I'm thinking to myself, like, you got fucked up at a work lunch.
Where was my invite?
What the fuck? Like. Right? So she's just like giving me these knife eyes from the back seat, and I can see her from my rearview mirror. She's just like hella going like this. You know what I mean? And I was like, is there anything I can help you with? And she goes, you're a Trump supporter, aren't you? And I was like, it's none of your business. First of all. And I said, secondly, why does that matter? She goes, there's so many closet Trump supporters in San Francisco. And I was like, yeah, probably because, you know, liberals go off the fucking wagon when they see a MAGA hat. When they see a fucking hat, they feel like they're in danger.
They're attacked, you know? At that point.
And yeah, and I need my safe space. No, but anyway, so I said, well, that's none of your business. And she goes, can't believe it. I knew it. And I was like, well, what about you? She goes, Hillary, all the way. I was like, of course. Right? I was like, of course you are. There's big Hillary H's all over San Francisco. Of course you support Hillary. And she said something along the lines, and I just pulled over and I was like, get out. And she goes, what? Why? I was like, one, you have no place to judge me on anything that I do, considering it is 1 o'clock in the afternoon and you got fucked up at a work lunch. Yeah, I said, so you're going to sit here and judge me and you're over here just getting fucked up at a work lunch. Man, if I were your boss, you'd be fucking fired because you can't maintain professionalism. Get the fuck out of my car. And she gave me some big attitude. And I said, she goes, I'm going to one star you. I said, I don't give a fuck. One star the shit out of me. I don't give a shit. I'm going to one star you too, you judgmental bitch.
Did she end up giving you a review? Was it bad?
It was terrible. Yeah. It was fucking heart-wrenching.
Was that the last day being an Uber driver?
No, not even close. But it was also, it didn't even ding my score. I was still a 4.8 star fucking Uber driver. Like, yeah, you're the one bitch out of everybody that I've ever driven around that gave me one star.
If I could give you less than one star, I would.
Oh, yeah, that was actually on there. That was actually on there verbatim. If I could give you one star, less than one star, I would, because he supported Trump. That was verbatim. And
that sounds about right. It's a common thread.
Very common. And so I was just like, whatever. And then I actually got a call from Uber asking me questions about it. I was like, she was drunk from a work lunch. Started judging me, didn't even know my political views, just assumed. And I kicked her out of my car. And they're like, why? I was like, I got three rules in my car. No politics, no religion, and there's a third one, but it obviously wasn't that important. It's like the basic three rules when you're drinking, right? No politics, no religion, and no other fucking there's bullshit. Yeah. Just don't be stupid.
Don't be a dick.
Yeah.
don't be a dick.
We can fucking talk about anything. I don't give a fuck what you want to talk about. Don't make it political. Don't make it about religion. Those are my rules.
Yeah, that's the rules.
Yeah.
Right. I know we're coming up on time here, right, Mike?
We either got around like 5 or 10 more minutes. I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, I want to make sure that we get all our plugs in too. We get our end cap out of there, stuff like that, because – what are you doing, Tyler?
I'm reading our list, making sure we got everything.
I think the only thing we didn't get was the beard balm lessons.
Oh, okay.
So you want to jump into that real quick?
Real quick, yeah. 2 minutes. Had a bomb-ass beard balm. Had a dude that had a beard for 15 years tell me it was the best beard balm he's ever used, even better than the $50 2-ounce quart things of beard balm. And it was. I used it myself. It was the shit. Sold out. The guy that was making it joined a cult, disappeared for 6 months, and then came back 6 months later after my website went down because I couldn't afford to pay the website bill. And after I ran out 6 months prior, like the first month, I was done, and then asked me if I needed more. Like, bitch, website's already down. Sorry.
In other words, be careful who you're going into business with, because
that or do it yourself.
Do it your goddamn self. Goddamn. No middleman.
I feel like I ran through that really quick.
That works out perfect.
I would go with that. Just do it yourself if you're in doubt, for sure.
And well, then that's why it's on the. That's why Brutally Honest and Brutally Honest Beard Balm is on the back burner right now. Because until I'm able to do everything myself,
But it's okay. I wanted to tell you, like, sincerely from me to you, I was a huge fan of both endeavors, regardless of how they turned out. You know, your Brutally Honest page, I think you're funny as hell, and the beer bomb was really cool. And so, and this hog ripping thing is awesome. So,
Hog Rippers Union, baby. Hog Rippers Union, 559.
I'm gonna have to jump in on that because I'm that 559 life.
Is that Fresno life or what is that?
That's that Valley.
That's pretty much all of Valley. That's Tulare, fucking Fresno. That's like all of Fresno County, and then like a couple of counties near us. But the reason I don't want people to think that it's only for people in the 559 area. That's just where it started, you know. So I've had buddies go, well, won't you put established 559 on there? And I was like, because I don't know. My buddy originally wanted it.
Right?
Yeah, my buddy originally wanted to say local 559. And I said, I don't want people to just think that it's only 559 based.
Yeah.
So it's not only 559 based. We got people from Montana, Idaho.
See, that would be the cool thing is later, once you get other groups and stuff like that, you can have it. Like, hey,
I don't want to do that. Uh-huh. No, I want to keep it the main group. That's where it needs to be. That's where everything needs to be, because I've been in groups where it was like, boom, everything was in the main group. Everybody was in the main group. Everything was being shared in the main group. And then they made so many subgroups, I left them all.
I agree with you.
It just got way too big for its own being, and it just needs to be where it started.
Yeah.
That's how you keep everybody in touch. You don't start clicking out.
Yeah. Keep perfect.
You know what? You're right. You're absolutely right.
I do like that tight knit group, because it just goes farther and everybody's kind of on the same page. So I agree with you there. So yeah, I'm not sure exactly how much time we have left, but I think it's around 2 to 5 minutes. So
let's get those last quick plugs for everything you got there, because I know we ran through two or three different things that you got going on. I want to make sure that we get Hog Rippers. You've got your Instagram stuff with your Daddy Gains.
Okay. So Daddy Gains, it's Daddy_Gains on Instagram. You can just search up Daddy Gains on Facebook. It'll come up with the Facebook page. So search up pages. Hog Rippers Union on everything. You could probably just type in Hog Rippers Union on Facebook and hit groups and pages, and you'll get both of them. Then the Instagram is just Hog Rippers Union. Daddy Gains on Twitter. Mm-hmm. It's just Daddy_Gains. It's just Daddy_Gains. That's like the biggest thing. And then Brutally Honest. You search up Brutally Honest on Facebook. We're the only page with over 4,000 likes.
There we go. So. Perfect. And all of this for you guys listening or watching, this will all be in the description of everywhere that this is posted. So if you're looking for all this stuff, we'll make sure we have all the at least hats and stuff like that, so we can give you somewhere to go with it. Make sure we hook you up.
All absolutely. Right, absolutely.
Mike, do you have anything you want to plug? I know you got a couple things.
Yeah, real quick. So thank you, Tyler, for being on here. We really appreciate you, and we look forward to working with you in the future. And I just wanted to mention to all our fan base out there and everybody that we are going, this is the official launch of a video portion of this podcast and where it takes us as a partnership with Sheepdog Ops. So it's going to be on YouTube. It's going to be on our website. It's going to be available to the interviewees that we're going to be interviewing. So basically to provide the content and collaboration for a lot of the future. So if you want to be
hold on.
Yeah.
Is this the first video for the video podcast?
You are the first guest. Yeah. It's that glorious stash. That's what got you. You know that.
couldn't have been a better guest. Continue to support us out there. We finally started doing some sponsorships and some donations. That's only on the audio portion though. So go out there, help support us. And one thing, and then it's all you, Jerry. One thing for BattleRattle.com, the official sponsor of the Sheepdog Ops podcast right now, is our special right now till Mother's Day is buy any two shirts or any Mother's Day shirts or any two shirts and you get one free. That code is Mother's Day. Jerry, all yours, my man.
All right. Hey, guys. So you got a lot there. We're going to make sure as much of that is in the description as we can put in there. The only other thing that I got, obviously I want to thank you, Tyler, for coming on. I appreciate you sharing your stories.
Absolutely, you guys.
Mike, I appreciate you guys sponsoring and taking care of this channel. All of my merch for Sheepdog Ops Podcast, you can find it right on Battle Rattle's website. You go ahead and look it up. We've got a couple things in the works too for some new stuff that we're kind of trying to come out with as well. So don't miss out on that. I know this next month we'll have a couple cool things coming on, especially with NorCal Gun Vault. If you guys listen to the podcast, we're going to be up with them. We'll have a booth up there. Sheepdog Ops will be attached with Battle Rattle. We'll be at the same booth. Come say hi. Make sure you meet up with us. Outside of that, I don't think I have anything else other than we're going to be putting this all over the place. We have it on Patreon under Sheepdog Ops. We got the donation buttons. Help us out. Hook us up. That way we can keep providing more content and more interviews. That's the big thing for us. All of this stuff goes right back into the podcast.
Yeah, and it's going to get better.
Feeling cute. Yeah. Might rip some hogs later. I don't know.
Feeling cute, baby. Feeling cute. He's going to take us out. I got one last thing. He's going to take us out with a close-up of that stash. That's for sure. But what I was just going to wrap it up for everybody. We're going to be Hog Rippers Union, going to be getting traveled. They're going to travel, getting paid, and ripping hogs. And we're going to make money from everywhere that we go. And then, we're just going to be podcasting. Probably where I see this going is in different locations. So just really enjoying that life and figuring out a way. And then we're going to follow Tyler in the future and maybe do a future collab. But, take us out, Tyler. You're the man.
All right, I'm going to do it just like
is that? I got to get my line at least. Let me get my line, and then everything.
Let Tyler take us out, and then do your line, and then that's good.
All right, go ahead. Go all for right.
It. This straight up so fucking super trooper shit right here. One, two, three. Dweez.
All right, guys. You got Mike. You got Tyler. I'm Jerry, and this has been Sheepdog Ops Podcast. This is going to be our freaking video log. So as we always say as we end these things, don't be the sheep in the fight. Be the dog. Peace.
Later.
You hit that end button now?